In December, Andrew Wheeler signed off on a plan that would not regulate PFAS or PFOAs, cancer-causing chemicals that were used in firefighting foam at military bases. Those chemicals caused water contamination nationwide, including at military bases in Horsham and Warminster. Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle represents part of that area.
Many residents in suburban Philadelphia drank water with high levels of PFOA and PFOS for years, possibly even decades, before realizing that water was contaminated. That is a vital issue that absolutely needs to be addressed by the federal government.
Since December, Boyle, along with Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick and Democratic Congressman Madeline Dean, have formed a bipartisan committee on the chemicals. Fitzpatrick says pressure on Wheeler may have changed the nominee's position on chemical limits in water. It's now voluntary, not mandatory.
He may, in fact, be supportive of reclassifying it from an emerging contaminant to a hazardous substance, which is very, very important. But the second piece of that is that he'd be willing to establish what they call MCLs, maximum contaminant levels.
Fitzpatrick says that with MCLs going from advisory to compulsory, that will allow liability to kick in. He believes the chemical makers, which have profited all along, should be held responsible. Kim Globus, KYW News Radio.